happens. If I asked you to think about snacks and have fond memories, you probably won't. Hey, you might be one of the 4% of people who would love to hug and cuddle a snake, but whether it's folklore or just their physical appearance, a lot of people are scared of snakes. They're really, really scared of them. I think the fact that some of them might bite you or kill you might have something to do with it. But they're not all dangerous. So I think let's have a responsible discussion around snakes in the Western Cape. The one thing I can tell you is, and Bruce and myself always have this conversation, kiddo, it's snake season again. Who are we going to get on? Well, we've got Tim Forster. Good morning, Tim. Good having you on. Tim, with the Cape Town Snake Park, the longest running snake and reptile show in the Western Cape. And he joins you now to talk about, you know, this season that we're in, as well as Sean McLeod, founder of Reptile Education Awareness Consultancy, REAC. Good morning, Sean. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, good day. Yeah, thanks very much for having me, man.
Wonderful. Tim, let's start with you. When we talk about snake season, we're generally speaking, when do we tend to find these snakes popping around our neighborhoods to say, how's it?
Well, generally, it all depends on the time of year and that.
Sure.
Generally, in winter, it slows down quite a lot. Although the mating season for most snakes is pretty much slap bang in the middle of winter. So, yeah, it's... You know, this time of year, when it gets a little bit too warm, you find the numbers actually go down a little bit. So as sort of early mornings up to about 11 o'clock as the days are warming up, and then late afternoons generally, normally from about 3 o'clock, my phone starts ringing and then you start to get more activity around.
So what does your job entail?
We travel around to schools and things like that. We're all in education, so we do... shows at schools. We train all sorts of people in awareness and handling and all that sort of stuff too.
Do you do snake catching yourself?
Yes, we do.
Nowadays,
I still do a heck of a lot of it myself. But most of the time now, I mean, we've got such a nice big network of people around that, you know, if there's someone 5 minutes away from the call, we'd much rather refer them than try to drive out ourselves. So, I mean, sometimes you'll drive out a tank of fuel in a day after wild goose chases. You know, people see the snake, they think it's in front of them, they're adamant it's there, and, you know, it actually left 2 days ago. They just can't sleep at night now. So, we end up doing a lot of wild goose chases but we do catch a lot of stuff at the end of it.
As far as your stats are concerned, right, around this time of the year, what's your average call out? And not, I say yours, but I mean, generally speaking, you've got this network of people. How many snakes on average are being caught in our neighborhoods, and where is it primarily concentrated based on the stats you have available?
Okay, well, I mean, in Cape Town, it's very hard to say because, you know, there's so many different people catching all the time. But a very good example is I've got a good friend out in Montague, Harry, and he catches hundreds and hundreds of snakes. He's one of the only people in his area. And last year, he caught more than 300 odd snakes in the year. And that's just in and around Montague and the town. I don't think it's quite the same here, but it's always hard to say because there's so many different guys doing it. Sometimes I think my record is about 32 calls in one day. obviously, I couldn't man all of them, but...
Sure, 32 calls.
It keeps you quite busy at times, yeah.
And if we look at snakes in the Western Cape, and the most, I say problematic, because I don't think we should even think of snakes as problematic. We go into their territory, we build on their territory, and they come here. But I'm talking about the interface that could end up with a bite because of our own stupidity. Which snakes are the ones that we should be more wary of in the Western Cape?
Okay, well... In and around the Greater Cape Town area, it's generally your puff adders, which I would say are probably the most common call-outs. Puff adders, Cape Cobras, and worm slunger also. Those are the three that are considered deadly. We also get some smaller snakes that are considered dangerous. They shouldn't be able to kill you, but you may need hospital care. That's things like your dwarf adders, your berg adders, your horned adders, coral snakes, things like that. Generally your three... that are considered deadly is your worm slung, your Cape Cobra, and your puff adder.
And do they, a lot of them, when you mentioned those, especially the Cape Cobra, I've heard of a lot of Cape Cobras and incidents where you find the Cape Cobras on the beach, for example, not lots, but maybe one or two, let me not exaggerate, on Hart Bay Beach. Is Hart Bay quite a busy area when it comes to snakes?
Yes, most certainly. I used to stay out in the southern suburbs, and there was a time when there weren't there wasn't such a big network of people. So, you know, I'd drive over to a call in Hart Bay, get halfway home, get another call in Hart Bay, head back there, go back home, just get home, get another call. And, yeah, some days it's like that. But yeah, Hart Bay, Camps Bay, Llandudno, that sort of part of the peninsula, a lot of snakes. Also around Noorduk and that area when you're looking down on the peninsula.
Yes.
I don't know if there's just more snakes there or if it's that the houses are more concentrated or the gardens are more suitable to them being there. There's also a lot of people in those areas with horses and things like that. So they've got stables with rats and mice. And yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into it.
I want to, a bit later when we wrap, I want to talk a little bit more about the work that you guys do and especially the Cape Town Snake Park. Sounds rather interesting. But Sean McLeod, founder of REAC. Good morning again, Sean. Once again, good to have you on the show. We live in their territory. It's our stupidity if we get bitten because sometimes we tend to understand on them, which is never a good idea. But in your, just based on the stats that you have available, Sean, how big a problem is this time of the year?
Oh, no, it's super. I mean, look, yesterday just alone I got 12 calls. But the thing is that I don't react to every call. What I've got is I've got a network. And what we do is, you know, if somebody phones me in Nieuwsenburg and I'm in Bellville, I'm not going to race out there. So what I do is I try and put them in contact with somebody that's closer to them. So basically what we're doing is that as what Tim does as well now is what we network, you know. So, but it's often what happens here is that we've got water systems. We've got our own irrigation for our gardens. And this is what attracts these animals a lot of, you know, most of the time. You know, it attracts the rats and mice, which attracts their food. So we've basically got to use common sense. You know, never put your hand into something that you haven't looked into. It's really not the snake's fault if somebody gets bitten. It's very, very seldom that it's the snake's fault. You know, we are doing something out of the ordinary. You know, we're picking the animal up, we're fiddling with it, and we get bitten. You can't really turn around and say, I was attacked by the snake. No. Snakes always run. You know, they turn. I use run in a casual term. They slither away. They do everything they can to avoid human confrontation. Everything. And the last, you know, when there is nothing else, they will then defend themselves. So there's never an attack. They always make their way away. That's why when we get called out, the first thing is, where is the snake on the property?
Yeah.
You know? And there's two criteria in catching a snake.
Yeah.
Where is it? Exactly. Now, don't tell me it's somewhere. Does that mean nothing? All right. Where is it exactly?
Yeah.
And can you see it? Basically, have I got access to it? You know, a lot of people say, yeah, I know exactly where it is. I know where it is. It's underneath the Wendy house. That's great. Who's going to move the Wendy house? Because I can't get to it, you know? So, and you know, somebody will phone me and say, oh, my neighbor's got a snake in his yard. Okay, fine. Get your neighbor to phone me. No. He's told me. Well, when did you see it? No, we saw it last Tuesday. All right, that's great. You know, I saw a jumbo jet come over my house this morning. You want to come see it now? You know, same thing.
I like you, Sean McLeod, with us as well as Tim Foster talking about snake season. Colleen, hang in there. We'll wrap with your story next.
Today with Kino Cummies.
Only on Cape Talk.
As promised, Colleen in Oranjezicht has a snake or a couple of snake stories. Hi there. How are you doing, Colleen?
Hi. Good morning. When we moved into our property, one block away from the mountain, it was very bad and poorly neglected and a lot of rubble and things.
Right.
Make a long story short, over 10 years, I've caught 12 snakes in here. Yesterday, I'll get to that right at the end, is the best story of them all. We even had a 6-foot cobra that moved into our dog's kennel.
Oh.
And then we started some renovations and the jackhammers got rid of them because it was a matter of now you see him, now you don't. Yesterday, let me tell you what happened. Wake up from the wind, huge branch in the swimming pool. Okay, I'll have to deal with it. Plus, Macy, you know. So my son said, Mom, there's a snake in the pool. I said, what are you talking about? It's a branch. And I look, Zavar, there is the snake.
Oh.
I look and I think, puff adder. No, must be puff adder.
No.
And the sun's not on the pool. So a couple of minutes later, the sun is on the pool and I have another look and I think, no, it's a Cape Herald. Get the swimming pool net, get the kids' toy box, you know, those big, big storage boxes with a lid.
Yeah.
See-through one. Get the swimming pool net, sickle, lots of jumping, lots of swearing, lots of sweat, lots of panic because I'm very scared of them. In the swimming pool net, in the box, lid on. Photograph, I've got my pick and pay bags over my arm because I'm about to go to Garden Centre. My daughter takes a photograph, so we've got a whole new TV called Ranjezicht.
Yeah.
Because there I was with my catch and release and my shopping bags over my arm, going quickly up to the mountain to release the snake. How's that?
Oh, my word. You're a bigger man than I am, Colleen. Thank you very much for the call. Quick one, Tim. There's an app we can check out.
Yes, guys. There's actually a free app. You can get it for your smartphone or a tablet or anything like that. It's called ASI Snakes. Or if you just look up snakebiteapp.co.za, it's a free app. It's actually a very nice resource, especially for your kids in that. Okay. It's basically a full-out snake book on your phone. It's got everything for first aid. You put on your location. It gives you all your local snake catches in your area as well, which is very handy. And
okay. ASI Snakes. Got it. I'm actually going to download it right now. And what's your website very quickly?
You can look up Cape Town Snake Park.
Cape Town Snake Park. Tim, thank you very much for your time. It is.